This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Wednesday, the 6th of December.
Jazzy boy, the Reserve Bank of Australia slid down the chimney of every Australian household at 2 p.m. yesterday and gave the biggest present of all. Yep, they announced a pause on the cash rate, meaning the rate will remain at 4.35%.
And given there's no meeting in January, man, this is a two-month Christmas present.
A two-monther.
Now, Flux fam, we've covered the cash rate from all angles in the Flux app. We cover off what the pause means for you and the Australian economy. And B-Man, we've even pulled out the crystal ball to explore what might happen in 2024 with the cash rate, inflation, and cost of living. So if you want to learn more, head to the Flux app.
Three futuristic stories today, Jazzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Amazon Prime Video has shaken up the broadcasting landscape in Australia after locking in the rights to the Cricket World Cup.
Genuinely can't keep track of where to watch different sports anymore, B-Man. So tell me more.
Amazon Prime Video is the streaming service that you get access to with an Amazon Prime membership.
It's the steak knives in the Prime deal.
You buy it for the free shipping and stay for the movies.
But now, B-Man, Amazon Prime Video in Australia is making moves. It's become the home of ICC cricket in Australia until the end of 2027.
That means it'll broadcast the men's and women's cricket World Cups, including the T20 World Cups.
And all in all, we're talking 448 live games over the next 4 years.
And Jazzy boy, they've snagged these rights off the Foxtel and Nine Entertainment collaboration.
Gonna hurt. Mm-hmm. And B-Man, this means that cricket fans will require a Prime Video subscription to watch these games of cricket.
And that is because the government doesn't have anti-siphoning rights on these forms of cricket.
So what is the key learning here?
The anti-siphoning rules in Australia protect important sporting events from being sold off to non-free-to-air TV providers.
And B-Man, as part of these rules, free-to-air broadcasters get a priority to buy major sporting events ahead of others.
And Jazzy boy, these laws, they started way back, I'm talking 1992, and it was all about protecting against pay TV platforms like Foxtel.
But more recently, these laws have become more focused on cashed up streaming platforms.
Like Amazon or like Netflix.
Who could snap up these sports with their eyes closed.
We're talking sports like the AFL or the Melbourne Cup or the Australian Open or Test cricket.
And that would mean less visibility of these sports by the Australian public.
But Jazzy boy, events like the Cricket World Cup aren't currently covered under the anti-siphoning rules.
So it gives streaming platforms like Amazon the chance to throw big money at the International Cricket Council. For our second story, Spotify has just announced its third round of cuts of 2023 as it lays off 1,500 employees to reduce costs.
Jeepers, surely everyone is a little edgy at Spotify right now, Jazzy boy. What's going on here?
It's fair to say Spotify revolutionized the music industry when it launched back in 2006.
Before then, it was Napster and it was Kazaa, LimeWire and your mates over at Pirate Bay.
People would pirate music and the artists weren't being compensated for their work.
Now, since its launch, Spotify has grown to over 550 million users,
including more than 220 million premium paying users.
Now, at the beginning of this year, Spotify employed more than 9,000 people, but it laid off more than 500 team members in January.
Then another 200 employees from its podcasting unit in June.
And now it's going to lay off another 1,500 employees in its biggest redundancy so far.
And B-Man, Spotify CEO, he's blamed it on the slowdown in the global economy.
So now its aim is to refocus on, quote, efficiency and resourcefulness.
The traits that its CEO claims helped Spotify succeed in the early days.
So what's the key learning here?
As companies transition from being scrappy startups to well-capitalized companies, they often face the challenge of scaling efficiently. As the company grows and it adds more employees, it can often create diminishing returns.
In other words, each new employee is not actually producing the same output as each employee before them.
So for Spotify, they grew rapidly during the pandemic.
And this meant a significant increase in staff numbers.
But now, with the economy slowing down, they've reevaluated the needs of the company.
For our third and final story, MasterCard has launched a new AI shopping tool to help its customers find the best outfit for a wedding or for the beach.
Is MasterCard the new Project Runway, P-Man? So tell me more.
So we all know MasterCard, the second largest payment processing company in the whole wide world.
The payments company with the red and goldish yellowish circles as their logo that sit on many of your cards.
And you wouldn't say that MasterCard is the sexiest of companies, would you?
No, you wouldn't. They specialize in terms like interchange fees or authorization routing or gateway processing.
But now they've announced a new AI shopping tool named Shopping Muse.
And B-Man, this tool can take a customer's colloquial language and turn it into a product recommendation.
For example, you could ask it to recommend clothing pieces for a beach cocktail party.
And the tool will provide product data, but also use your own previous search activity or past purchases to recommend product.
And MasterCard reckons that clothing retail is just the first step.
It reckons it can expand the tool into into furniture shopping, grocery shopping, and even more.
So what is the key learning here?
Harnessing data the right way can elevate a company from a basic service provider to a crucial part of the shopping journey.
Do you remember what Afterpay did?
Of course I do, B-Man. They didn't just offer a payment service. They created a network that helped retailers attract more customers.
In fact, Jazzy Boy, Afterpay's shop directory generated an average of 31 million lead referrals to retailers per month.
And as a result, Afterpay became a crucial acquisition channel for many retailers. So now, MasterCard's trying to leverage its data to provide more value beyond just the transaction. B-Man, every month the cash rate means so much to millions of Aussies around the country. And we have covered it off from all angles in the Flux app.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.